morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, by this time, most years, we would enjoy walking outdoors. Not so much today, but there are lots of other places to walk or run. And I think the weather someday will be really nice to be outside to walk or run. Now, I'm talking mostly about walking because I don't do much running, but you know, I can walk and so can lots of other people. And there's so many benefits for walking that we're going to talk about. But first, one to mention, many of you know that on Saturday was the 5K walk run. That was sort of the ending point for Live Healthy Iowa. But anyone who is interested was invited to participate in that. And Atlantic was one of 10 sites in the state. There were 112 runners, walkers, and it included everybody from little kids. I think there were some even in strollers, and on up through the ages. So lots of different people, different interests, walking and running in that activity. And the other thing, I'm guessing, we talked about this some time ago, but I'm guessing a lot of you didn't hear it, and need to be reminded that Live Healthy Iowa, Healthy Cass County, and the Iowa Community Transformation Grant, along with the help of, I think John Lund had a hand in this, as well as some other folks, to lay out some walking paths in downtown Atlantic and around the town. So, you know, if you were out doing some errands and you just wanted to make sure that you got in a mile walk or a mile and a half walk or a 2 mile walk, the path is laid out for you that would be probably the safest. It's nice to have it laid out for you. You know, you could figure it out yourself, but it's kind of nice to have a little map that you can take a look at and say, oh, yeah, that's a mile. If I walk all of that distance, that's a mile or 2 miles. And these are all surrounding, for instance, the mile walk is Chestnut Street from 7th down to 1st, and then back on Poplar Street or the other way around. When you increase that, of course, you've got to go a little further than Chestnut Street, go over to Elm Street, and add a little bit on the south end to 10th Street. And, of course, same thing with 2 miles. So it's nicely laid out if you would like to take a look at that. And as I say, it's a good way to know how many miles you've walked. And maybe that is a goal. Say I'm going to start out with a mile, but then I want to go a little further. Or maybe you just want to cut the time. However, this little map can help you. It's on an 8.5 by 11 sheet. It's folded up, so it's easy to put in your pocket. And you can pick up copies of this Atlantic Walking Paths map at City Hall, at the library, at the Nisha Valley YMCA, and the courthouse, perhaps some other places. But if you haven't found one of those and you'd like to have one, give me a call at KJN or call the Y or stop by the Y for sure. I know they have them, but there are other places too. And kind of stick one of those, maybe put one in your vehicle so it's handy. If you say, okay, today I'm going to do that walk, and this will lay out a path for you. Many good things come as a result related to health when we add walking or running to our activities. And the Cass County Health System's Rehabilitation Services put together a little brochure that kind of outlines some of these. And I'm guessing you have heard most of this information before. For instance, walking and running helps prevent osteoporosis. Weight-bearing exercises strengthen bone formation and prevent bone loss. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, data from the Nurses' Health Study showed that women who walked 4 or more hours per week, so that's not a lot per day, 4 or more hours per week had 41% fewer hip fractures than those who walked less than an hour a week. That's a big change, 41% fewer hip fractures. And hip fractures it's not just the inconvenience. Health hip fractures often lead to other kinds of medical problems and even death. So got to prevent those hip fractures. It helps losing weight. There's lots of us that put that on our goal list, is that we'd like to lose weight, and exercise can help prevent and treat obesity by reducing body fat, increasing muscle mass, and muscle mass uses more calories and improves your body's ability to burn calories. The current physical activity guideline, and this you'll get different information depending on what source you use. According to this source, the current physical activity guideline recommends 150 minutes or about 30 minutes five times a week. So we're not talking a big amount of time, 30 minutes five times a week. You can take a little time off on the weekend if you'd like, but at least try to get that in five times, whatever day that is. This would be moderate to vigorous physical activity per week. Now, if you really want to lose weight, then you probably need to up that time to 60 minutes per day. But once you know you get to that weight level where you want to be, you probably can back off to that 30 minutes a day or 150 minutes a week. And, of course, everybody's different. You know, what works for one person may not work for another person. And physical activity may not be the only thing that you need to consider when you think about losing weight. But, you know, if you don't change what you eat at all and add exercise, eventually you're bound to lose a few pounds. So how do you want to do that? Well, it also, walking and running, prevents other diseases, reduces the risk of heart attack or stroke by strengthening your heart muscle, lowering blood pressure, increasing the good cholesterol, enhancing your blood flow, and increasing the efficiency of your heart. It's like a lot of other machines. You got to keep it using to keep it, yes, using it, or, you know, you've heard that, use it or lose it. Well, we got to keep that heart pumping to make it work right. And it also, this exercise, walking or running, we're not talking about other kinds of exercise right this minute, we're talking about walking or running, reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes because it helps keep weight at a good level. It improves insulin sensitivity, improves blood sugars, it improves cholesterol levels, and it helps to lower blood pressure. In a study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine of the Harvard School of Public Health, found that a brisk walk for 1 hour a day could reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes by 34%. Now you're saying, I don't think I can brisk walk for 1 hour a day. Well, you got to start somewhere. Start with 10 minutes. I had one time had a doctor tell me that, you know, when you start out, you haven't been doing that kind of exercise, whether that's just walking. Remember, you got to turn around and come back. So you walk so far, and you got to turn around and come back. Keep that in mind when you start out. And every day you can walk a few more steps, get a little further. And it will all come, I promise you. So until next time, here's the thought. Go the extra mile. It's never crowded.